you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Right now on Earwolf, journalist and author Angela Chen joins Adam Conover on a new Factually to answer every question you've ever had about asexuality. For more, follow at Earwolf on social media. Happy listening.
Hey, it's Jess.
And Zach from Off Book, the Improvised Musical.
We're excited to let you know that we are releasing bonus episodes exclusively on Stitcher Premium.
Our exclusive content is wild and all over the place. We use some songs generated by robots on the internet. I played a recorder a little bit one time.
Oh, yeah, that was fun.
Jess and I are just getting real about everything. And really, if you think Off Book is wild, the bonus content is a new level of wild.
To listen, go to Stitcher.com/premium and sign up with the code OFFBOOK for a free month of listening.
You'll get access to our exclusive bonus episodes, plus you'll be able to hear every episode of Off Book and other great Earwolf podcasts all ad-free.
That's StitcherPremium.com/premium, promo code OFFBOOK.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present Off Book.
Off Book.
Excuse me, all right. Right this way. Welcome to Off Book, the Improvised Musical Podcast with Zach and Jess. That one is, in fact, Zach Reno.
Can you believe it? That one is Jessica McKenna. We got Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
We got Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits.
Take it to the chorus. Producing, engineering, playing guitar. Truly, the man does it all. Also, guess what?
Also,
waste no time, waste no energy.
We got a great friend of the pod returning, a man who's reforming the way waves are formed.
An incredible talent, an incredible improviser from Baby Wants Candy. Also, actor on Superstore. Please welcome the incredible Chris Gray!
Okay.
Pop off.
Pop off, Queen.
Pop off. Yeah. Let's go. I've been playing a lot of video games, and this is how the kids talk.
What is the let's go from? I mean, I understand it because in context, anytime you're like, let's go. It feels like the beginning of,
I don't know,
like Ludacris's section in literally any song.
These kids, their grandparents listen to Ludacris. So
Yeah, that's true.
Whoa, Luda.
Luda.
But they also say it, after you've done something good. Huh. So they say it as like a good job type.
Oh, they don't say like, we went.
No. Yeah.
Well, the kids are famously against past tense because they're like all about the future.
Which we love. Children are the future.
Yes.
Like, let's say, Zach, you did a really good joke.
Okay.
And you just did it. I go, oh, yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Oh, that's how it's used.
Zach,
I don't think I've ever heard it. Oh, wait. Yeah. Finish that up.
Well, you're cracked right now.
I'm cracked?
You're cracked. You're doing well. You're popping off.
Whoa.
Cracked. Okay.
It's cracked.
Oh my gosh. I don't like that one, actually. So much slang I've really been on board for. I would say almost my whole dang life, I've been very pro slang. It's fun to watch it evolve and change, but cracked, I don't know about that.
But there's always the, it doesn't all last, right? Like there's always this weird like beta testing of slang where it sort of blows up and goes around everywhere. and then some of it sticks around and some of it does not.
Yeah, like Bette really never took off.
Bette's happening right now.
Bette's back.
So if I say like, okay, guys, we're going to do really good this round, Bette, they'll say Bette back to me.
Oh my gosh.
What are you playing? Yeah, what is game this are you game? Playing?
Valorant. It's okay. First person.
Is that a variant on Valor?
It's a variant on Valor and Ants.
I recently got to do VO for a video game for the first time.
Oh.
NDA, can't tell you what it is. But
I hate that. I hate an NDA.
Hate an NDA moment. But it was so weird because I don't play video games, and they were like, okay, so this is going to be a classic, you know, like...
Classic, you're getting stabbed sound.
No, but it was just like, can you give us some other ways that you could call out? Also, it's like a character that they're like, yeah, people are going to not want to talk to you that much. So we need ones that are like, okay, try next time. Like,
were they like, Jess, it's a classic. It's me, Mario.
Oh my gosh, if I could be the new voice of Mario, that would really be so incredible.
That'd be huge. I think that would be polarizing to the gaming community, but yeah. I would be on your side there.
Thank you so much.
I think we've had enough of it's a meme. What is that gentleman's name who's been doing it for forever? A true talent.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Mario?
Yeah. It's one guy.
Oh.
Yeah, he can still do it. He can still do it for sure. But maybe just in some spin-off content, I get to do it, you know?
I have a question. What's some slang from your generation that didn't make it out?
Great question.
Mine is tubular.
I was about to say
radical. Radical also... I mean, I don't know, though, because also the stuff that I'm reflecting is what they had the Ninja Turtles say, which was almost certainly written by adults of the time.
I also, I feel like the one that came and went is less of slang and more like, I feel like freshman year of college was peak people doing the jerk off motion. Did you guys have this moment where you're like, oh my gosh, I haven't started my paper yet, jerk off motion?
Like, it was also the suck it motion, which was taken from like wrestling, which sort of expanded outward from there to me, a person who knows nothing about wrestling.
This is not an interesting thing to talk about because this is a podcast, but I am making various jerk off motions. And I will say it was funny to watch, you know how like everything gets abbreviated. Uh-huh. So I feel like when people first started doing it, it was like truly looked more like it and had like a had a like realistic, you know, blah blah blah. And then it got abbreviated. So it would be like chirp, like you would just do it so much faster. Yeah. Like that was, and also this one time my when I was on run crew spring quarter, as like, you know, freshmen have to like work on run crew, whatever, we roasted my friend so bad because he did it like in an upward curving motion and was like really long and ridiculous about how the price of a mango tango at the C store, the Odwalla pre-made smoothie. And he was like, the C store, listeners, I'm making an absurd jerk off motion. It's like a hose that's going over my shoulder. And we were like,
it's just bad space.
What's happening, my guy? Like, this is not anything. Yeah, we just boom roasted him so hard. It was great. And also, we were like, honestly, man, that's reasonably priced for an Odwalla.
How much was it?
It's like $5.99, you know?
Yeah, I mean, too much, but I understand why they've priced it there.
Also, what a fun trick to think that that's good for you.
Smoothies.
What a 19-year-old thing to do where you're like, well, I'm just going to have a mango tango. Like, that's not that bad for me.
But also, like, Jamba Juice is almost entire menu.
It's like
there's fruit and ice cream in it, but we called it something else.
Yeah. Yeah. They now have like some healthier options, but it is truly like what a joke that got played on all of us that we thought just those kinds of smoothies were the same as like a green juice. They're not. That's
drinking,
the trick.
You drinking juice, Chris?
I mean, it it just makes you think what jokes are being played on us now.
So many.
I mean, it's technology, right? So many lies from the government. So many lies from the people you trust. So many lies from the giant corporations. So many lies all around us.
Okay, guys, Kennedy, this is so freaking hilarious. They're all still falling for the cloud. No, this is like so freaking hilarious. So you know how we were like, you need to store your data in the cloud?
Uh-huh.
And then like the cloud will keep everything safe. And we were like, we're calling it the cloud. And it's like, everything's up there and it's okay. They're still totally falling for that. They don't even know yet that you can just think a thought and then that data's safe forever. Instead, we have tricked them with this digital form of weather. Such a good trick, such a good joke, it shouldn't be allowed. Can you believe they still believe in the cloud?
Oh boy.
Why would you ever even fall for that? We called it the cloud. I mean, like, it's just like a cloud is in itself not permanent. Like, I mean, you would think they would understand.
It's just going to float away anyway.
They don't even understand that we're already all like super conscious sentience where all you have to do is like register a thought and then that data is stored in the deep brainwave for forever and ever. And all you need to do is buy this small projection chip that'll put it out in an external hardware and then boom, there's your photo from 2012. It's like, how come they don't know that yet? This is the freaking funniest joke.
I've got one for you.
Okay, okay.
You're going to die.
Okay, I'm going to die.
They still believe in representative democracy.
Oh my gosh.
Can you believe that? They don't realize that each one of them could be sovereign over their own mind and body.
Oh my gosh, so freaking
They've
hilarious.
Actually been... They've been voting for their leaders, and I say leaders in quotes, as I sing these notes. They go every time to the booth. Why would it be in a booth? Nothing good happens inside a booth. And then they think that their opinion is what matters, not knowing they have their own dominion. Everyone could lead themselves, but they, for the sake of their health, give it up to some, quote, president. What a ridiculous concept.
At us from their ivory tower, the only one that realizes is me. And I will wake up these sheeple to show them the truth in their eyes. When will they realize they have been filled with lies? So many lies.
When will they realize the real lies.
Hey, excuse me?
Yeah?
I got this smoothie from you because I thought it was really healthy. And, then I tasted it and it was delicious.
Finally, a brother or sister in arms. What's your name?
Krint?
My name's Kale. I work at the Jamba Juice, Krint. Nice to meet you. Krint?
Yeah?
You're one of the only people that's come in here and realized this Jamba Juice, this strawberry surf rider isn't good for you. It tastes too good to be good for you.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was just going to say, hey, is this just like a milkshake?
Basically.
Okay, well, I'm just going to think of this more as a treat and less of a healthy meal.
Wait, you don't want to sort of unravel the complicated web of lies that's going, oh, you're leaving.
No, okay. I don't think it means anything more than I just need to be careful what kind of smoothie da-ding, I ordered.
Sure. Oh, boy. Right. I sure like to help my health by drinking things here at the Jamba Juice.
Oh,
this
wait.
This guy's never going to figure it out himself.
My friend, can I make a slight observation for you?
I know. My hairpiece is very obvious.
Oh, actually, Yeah, now I can't unsee
I wouldn't
but
have
before
noticed if you hadn't
I wouldn't
said
have
anything.
Known. It's just that it's the blend on the side. Honestly, mm-hmm. at the top it looks great, like a really good quality. It's the blend on the side that's getting it for me.
Well, thank you. I've always said the most important part of your hair is the top hair.
Yeah, the top hair is really working out. It's the blend on the side for me though. Mm. And I just want to let you know that I have recently discovered that these smoothies are slightly more in the treat zone for
what?
Us. Yeah, I mean, they have a lot of sugar in them and basically just ice cream, unless you get just that wheatgrass shot. But I don't really want that wheatgrass
shot. We have
shot.
Some that are only fruits and vegetables. Even those are pretty high in the sugar content, and you're removing a lot of the fiber by sort of blending them up. But those are better for you. See this section of the menu over here?
The one covered in dust?
Yeah, this one's okay. It has dust because no one's eyes have looked at it to knock the dust off of it. So it's covered in dust.
Well, I thought all these were healthy because, the lettering is green.
I know, man. I had the same thought, but then I was like, wait a tick. Let me look at this real quick. It's actually a treat. But
I've been drinking 8 or 9 of these a day.
Oh no, yeah, that's sir, too many. Do that. That's way too many, yeah. Just
sorry,
even natural-based sugars.
What's your name? I'm Kale. This is Krint.
Hi.
We just met.
Oh, I'm Plimp.
Hi, Plimp. Wait. Plimp? Of Plimp's Plums?
Oh, yes.
Are you the plum man from down the lane?
Oh, yes, I am, but we've fallen on hard times.
Oh no.
Nobody wants our plums. Everybody wants a prune or a pluot instead.
It is wild how popular prunes have become in the last couple of years. They're really having a moment.
Well, it started because it was a popular piece of slang to say in online gaming, you know?
Like, oh, you got pruned.
You got pruned.
Mm-hmm. And also the rise of UTIs in the country.
Yeah. Got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for opening my eyes about this.
Do you want to have your eyes open about other things as well, or is this just sort of...
Well, whatever. I need to find something to eat that's not going to kill me like this Jamba Juice crap.
I was going to go home and just make myself a salad.
Well, how do we even know if salads are good for us now?
Salads are fine.
Oh. Well, two people told me.
I guess it depends. I mean, if it's an iceberg lettuce, that's basically empty. That's like a zero calorie food. There's not a lot of nutritional value in there, but it doesn't take a lot of water to grow. So it's pretty easy to produce.
Wait, if I'm hearing you correctly, it's zero calories, but the act of chewing it burns calories.
It's negative calories. Yeah, it's a negative calorie food.
There I go. Well, I guess I'm going to go home and eat some iceberg salad and ignore the fact that I can't feel my feet.
It's probably gout, right? Or something else? Diabetes, maybe?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. He should definitely get it looked at, though. They shouldn't just lay dormant on that one. Kale, that really seemed to, bum you out, though.
I mean, no one wants to sort of unravel the greater lies all around us with me. That's what's really bumming me out.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's kind of a dark cloud energy that I personally have been trying to avoid lately.
I understand that. It's easier to keep your eyes closed. It's hard to look at the truth.
No, that's not what I mean. I mean, like you who've gone so far post-truth that there's nothing to really talk about. I'm just sort of not interested in engaging with that, I guess.
I think that's making a wild assumption on you and the other truths that sure. What are the sort of things that... maybe I just haven't run into those people. What are the sort of things that they're...
doing? I even in this moment don't even want to give it any sort of moment in the sun at all.
Oh, I think I see what you're saying. No, I think mine are pretty basic.
Okay, sure. Well, I'll give you some time, my friend, but I'm gonna walk on down to that plum orchard if it's not my vibe.
You've got a foot literally out the door.
Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah, but you're right. I shouldn't jump to a conclusion about you, Kale.
Great. Internet privacy isn't a thing.
Okay.
Companies collect data on you like it's not even a thing.
Yeah.
Your security settings are all made with backdoors. So when they want to sell your data to a private company, they can do that for sure.
I already knew. Because I already knew this. this one.
Okay, but what about the Electoral College?
Sure.
And its roots in slavery.
Yeah.
And the idea that they didn't want to give votes to people with high percentages of African Americans. But those states with African Americans wanted more electoral votes without the black people actually being able to vote.
Yeah.
Hence Electoral College.
I already knew this one.
Oh, that's great.
I already knew this one. Not too many big lies undone because I already knew this one.
Well, what about the fire hydrant one?
What?
Every town has one fire hydrant that has a genie inside. And when you touch the fire hydrant and the part that make the water come out, what actually happens is a genie comes out.
Yeah, I already knew this one. I already knew this one. Gotta rub the hydrant four wishes, 3, 2, 1. I already knew this one.
You already knew. I'm done. Those are the only truths that I have to tell someone, and you already knew this one.
But wait, Kale, that's actually such a good idea. I should find the hydrant and use it to help save Plimp's plums.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we'd all love to find the hydrant, but there's so many hydrants in this town.
Yeah, this town is so hydrated.
I don't know, boss. I tried to keep this house from burning. I plugged the hose into this hydrant here, but nothing came out. I guess
try it again. Plug it. Check the connection. Screw it.
Okay. Screwing.
Which part of the hydrant did you put it into?
Into the lug nut.
Well, no, the lug nut's for tightening it.
Okay, let me take off the lug nut.
No, leave the lug. Okay.
Okay, now it's
take open. Off the hose, uh-huh. Tighten the lug nut again.
Okay, tightening the lug nut.
Okay, now open the valve where it looks like the hose can connect.
Valve open.
Okay.
And no water. Look at that.
Hmm.
Something weird about this hydrant.
Yeah.
I guess this orphanage will just have to burn down.
Well, hold on. We got water in the truck, don't we? Also, there's another fire hydrant over there. We just got to use that one.
Oh, yeah. Let's use that one.
Okay. Can I ask you something, Mikey?
Sure.
This is the first fire hydrant we've ever not been able to use.
I know.
But that's not what I want to talk about.
Oh.
I want to talk about, did you hear, if you were going to eat a healthy lunch, what would you eat?
Maybe like a salad or maybe a, you know, Jamba Juice, something like that.
What about like a Reuben sandwich?
A Reuben? Oh, yeah. That's only for holidays.
Well, I'm saying even if it's not Reuben Ween, you could still have a Reuben on another day.
What about Reuben Mus?
Well, we eat obviously on Reuben Mus.
And Reuben Hashnashna.
On Reuben Hashnashnashna. Reuben Don. Reuben Stir. Reuben Berday.
And the Reuben Mooncake Festival.
The 4th of July. And the Reuben Mooncake Festival. Man, I love the Reuben Mooncake
and Festival. Also Toyota-thon.
And Toyota-thon. Honestly, if all other holidays were gone, I would still choose Toyota-thon. It's the only holiday I can depend upon. My favorite holiday, Toyota-thon. Oh, in the wee hours of the morning, we like to say thanks to Toyota, our favorite car manufacturer, and also Thomas Hanks. Tom Hanks, CEO of Toyota, giving low APR to boys and girls, with 0% financing for 2 whole years. changing the world. And we on Toyota-thon like to eat a challah. We Ruben. Eat challah, Ruben, on Toyota-thon for the Toyotas that are gone to remember the Toyota's past. Like the 2012 Yaris.
It kicks ass.
It kicks ass.
As we eat our Rubens made of challah in my 2016 Toyota Corolla.
Oh, man. I thought those two firefighters were going to be so cracked and I was finally going to get rubbed out of this hydrant. Oh, I can't believe they'd rub the lug nut, not obviously the genie rub. Maybe I can convince like a butterfly or something to land. Oh, a bird.
I'm just a bird flying in the road.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I've been in this thing for freaking 2,000 years. Okay, bet. Let's go. Let's go, butterfly. Let's go. Let's go, bird. Over here. Oh, man, I wish I could...
Ooh, a butterfly.
Ooh.
Hello, butterfly. It's ignoring me.
Flip, 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 flip.
Oh, there he is.
Okay, perfect. Now maybe they work
butterfly,
together.
You want to meet me on top of this hydrant?
Yes, on top of the hydrant. Yes, let's go. Let's
Why
go.
Why should I meet you on the hydrant? I'm a monarch.
Oh. Yeah, and I'm a speckled thickney. I'm not
speckled
usually seen.
Thickney.
Oh my gosh,
I
love these guys.
On the hydrant.
Let's go. Let's go.
Thickney, you wouldn't be good enough to serve at my court.
Oh no. Oh no, this monarch is pretentious. Come on.
Listen, my Mr. Monarch, I think that we have a lot in common, a monarch and a speckled thickney.
No cap, you really do.
Yeah, come, if we could sit on this hydrant together, I'm sure that you and I could, I bet we have a lot of common interests.
Sit there, let's go,
I shall deign to alight on this hydrant, flippity-flippity-flippity, and land.
And okay. Thickney, wibbledy wobbledy woo.
Okay, perfect, let's go. Now, all you have to do is just sort of move around, let's go.
Now
let's
me just wipe off my pads.
Yeah, me rub, too, let me just rub. Scritch my little feet
oh,
here.
Dang, this isn't working.
As I rub my pads back and forth to clean them.
Hey, that looks
them.
A little bit like a dance that I like to
oh,
do.
Oh, yes, do a dance. Do
now,
a dance.
Normally you would think a bird dance would be in the air, but this one's not. It sort of all takes place with your feet
Thank
on
God.
A surface.
Thank God. Let's go. Let's
you
go.
Just shuffle to the right.
Uh-huh.
And then you shuffle to the left.
Here we go.
And then you shuffle to the right.
I love this.
Then you shuffle to the left.
Oh, my gosh. They just don't weigh enough. There's not enough friction. All that's happening is the hydrant is slightly glowing.
That's no kind of dance. Let me show you how a true monarch dances.
Okay. Oh my god, where did all these flashing lights come from? Let's go.
Let's go.
Push your pad to the left, rubbing the floor. Push your pad to the right, now rub it some more. Now I get a very heavy weight on myself.
Okay.
Pushing my pads to the ground.
Let's go. Let's go, 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 let's go,
okay, so I gotta get away to weigh myself on down.
Way on down.
Just pick up this rock that I found on the ground and now fly back up to the hydrant. Am I doing it right? Would you give me a grant?
Okay, that's almost good, that's feeling kinda great. But these two light flying things, they still need some more weight. There's not enough friction on the surface of my hydrant. I wish that they could move it, but oh, I'm afraid that they can't.
Hello, I'm a dog just wandering by. Could I get on the hundred? I'd like to try. The dance that the two of you have going on. Could you teach me Monarch Butterfly from dusk till dawn?
Sit on the hydrant and put your weight down.
All right.
We shall push all our pads around. Oh, who's this fellow waking up? Hail! Oh my goodness, he's very large. It's a blue whale.
Let's go, 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 whoa, whoa. Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go.
the hydrant was glowing, and then something came out of it, but I don't think we can see it because there's a big whale.
Ouch.
Can we just jump back in the bay real quick?
Ouch. Ouch.
Oh, my God. It's a genie.
Oh, my gosh. I've been waiting 2,000 years, and that was, like, not what I imagined. I did not imagine being squished out by a whale.
Oh, my gosh. Are you a hydrant genie?
The very same.
But there's only one hydrant genie in every town.
Well, that's who I am. This hydrant.
But that means we get a wish.
That's right.
You must bow down to me. You are my subject.
Well, I'm honestly confused because I'm not sure.
Whose wish is it? Yeah.
Yeah, but there was a whale, a dog, a bird, and a butterfly.
Speckled thickness.
Well, it was clearly mine because I'm the monarch and I was the first to push my pad around.
Well, okay, but the whale was the heaviest one, but the dog was maybe the one that put it over the edge. Well, how many wishes do we get?
Okay, this is wild, actually. In the Cloud Rulebook, it says that if I can't tell who the owner of the wishes is, then everyone in the town gets to compete through tasks, actually.
What?
Yeah, so actually just everyone in the town gets to, like, compete through tasks, and I'll find, like, the person who's pure of heart and strong of will, and they'll get the wishes.
Well,
sorry.
All the tasks, things such as flitting?
No.
What about wobbling?
No, those
what
are not.
What about digging in a graveyard or an alleyway? Or eating garbage.
No, one of them is...
What about laying on a beach sad?
Yeah, what about whale laying on a beach sad?
Oh my
Not
gosh,
in
that
danger,
whale
just
has...
sad.
Okay, that whale got to get back in the water.
Well, he would, but he's so sad.
Oh, whale.
Do you like my singing?
I do. It's really beautiful.
I didn't make it out the initial stages of Whale Got Talent.
That's honestly a tragedy, but maybe that wasn't going to be the best platform for you. You know, very few people have actually popped in a long way from that. You know, sort of like The Voice. I'm like, I'm waiting for the Kelly Clarkson or the Carrie Underwood to prove that this process is even worth it. You know what I mean?
No.
I feel similar to you. I was eliminated in the first round of the Great British Bake Dog, which is Great British Bake Off, but everyone's a dog.
So were you baking or were you just a dog near some baking
No,
things?
We were all baking.
Oh.
Each one of us trying to do a signature challenge. It's bread week in the tent. Bunch of dogs making bread. But it's hard when you don't got thumbs. You can knead the dough, but as far as lamination goes, you're gonna have a hard time getting a buttery crumb.
Oh, that tent must have had doggy bottom.
Moisture and it sat too long. Ooh, you've got 'em.
That tent must have had doggy bottom.
What was it like for you in the singing show?
Mr.
Whale's
Whale?
Got talent.
Well, I tried to sing an Edward McCain song. I went to the bottom of the ocean and cried. I guess I had my own soggy bottom.
I hate doggy bottom.
Soggy
bottom. I'll be finding soggy bottoms. I'll be soggy bottom.
Wow, you're the greatest singer I've ever heard in my life.
Oh my gosh, me? Seriously?
Yeah, you could go on like Genie's Got Talent.
Oh my gosh, you guys are so cracked. Let's
No, let's go, let's go.
Let's
no
go.
Cap, you're the best I've ever heard, deadass.
Man, bet. bet. This is really sweet. You guys, thank you so much. For a second, I was thinking that after 2,000 years of thinking about how this moment would go, I was disappointed, but you turned it around, and so getting validation has made me see right.
Sometimes it's doggy.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Bottoms, we've all got things weighing us down. Every one of us has got them, sometimes doggy.
And sometimes soggy. The tasks be to get these wishes? Will any other characters come back from the Juice It Up or the Jamba Juice? What will happen with Plums, and where's the genie hydrant in your town? Find out
when we return to the second half of Juice and Lies, the musical!
If you think you may be depressed or you're feeling overwhelmed or anxious, BetterHelp Online Counseling offers licensed professional therapists who are trained to listen and to help for anxiety or difficulty in achieving your goals, anger, self-esteem, and more.
It's simple. You fill out a questionnaire to help assess your specific needs and then get matched with a counselor in under 48 hours.
Then you can easily schedule secure video or phone sessions, plus exchange unlimited messages to communicate with your therapist at your convenience.
Everything you share is confidential, and you can request a new therapist at any time at no additional charge.
Join the 1 million plus people who have taken charge of their mental health with the help of an experienced BetterHelp counselor.
It is such a stressful time right now, and mental health is so important.
Yes, please value your mental health. It's so important. Get involved in feeling better. BetterHelp is an affordable option that our listeners get 10% off your first month with a discount code OFFBOOK.
Get started today at betterhelp.com/offbook.
When it comes to holiday gifting for guys, it's not always easy.
Until now, because with Mack Weldon, it's super simple to find something great no matter which guy you're shopping for.
Whether it's Mack Weldon's warm knit tops, undershirts, or Sunday lounge pants, Mack Weldon has men's basics that are guaranteed to keep everyone on your list comfortable.
Guys, no joke, I'm in the lounge pants right now. They are so comfortable. Love them.
Also, no joke, so am I.
Hell
so
yeah, dude.
Let's be real about these clothes and how great they are.
They're great. I have two pieces of Mack Weldon clothing on my body at all times. It's just a quarantine rule. We love them. The website's easy. I don't know how else to tell you this, y'all. Change your life. Get some Mack Weldon into it. Mack Weldon promises comfort and consistent fit from socks, shirts, hoodies, underwear, polos, and active shorts.
Mack Weldon's wide range of customized fabrics can keep up with you no matter what your day looks like, whether you're working out, going out, or going to work, or on a date.
And with Weldon Blue, Mack Weldon's totally free loyalty program, you'll get free shipping for life.
If you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep them and they'll still refund you. No questions asked.
Win the gift giving season and get 20% off your first order. Visit MackWeldon.com/book and enter promo code book.
That's MackWeldon.com/book, promo code book for 20% off.
Mack Weldon, reinventing men's basics. Welcome back. When we last left our hero, Krint was looking for the one fire hydrant in the city that would grant wishes to help save Plimp's Plum Factory. Meanwhile, a genie was free for the first time in its life. And Toyotathon is maybe just around the corner? Find out what happens next now in the second half of Juice or Lies, the musical.
Oh man, not this one. Oh man, not this one. Wait a second. Oh my gosh. My stars. This is tomorrow Toyotathon? And I haven't even gotten a Reuben for my mom yet. Oh boy. Oh, Krint, you're all higgly-biggly these days. Nope, not this one.
Excuse me, that's my backside.
Oof.
Walk, 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 walk.
I'm sorry. I forgot. Some people like to dress up as hydrants for Toyotathon Eve. I'm gonna have to be careful. Wait. Oh, Toyotathon Eve. Well, that's the most magical night of the year. Krint, now's the perfect opportunity for you to finally save Plimp's Plum Factory Orchard. Just one more step, just one more block. You can surely unlock. There's gotta be a way. You're gonna find new sums, and you will finally save that guy's bunch of plums. If you had to make a wish, the wish would surely come true, because that's the lesson of
Did you hear? It happened so fast. There's a genie loose in the town and
loose.
Issuing a bunch of tasks.
Oh, someone found the genie, but the master was unclear. Oh my gosh, started from the soggy bottom, Krint, but now you're here. And I know I don't have to ask, Krint, I know that you're ready. Certain and true, there's nothing you can't do.
Well, I'm the mayor of this town. You just had to ask. I've now got a big sign with a single task on it. If you can perform this task, you'll get your wish. You can do any want with it.
Oh, perfect! Use my eyes, I'll use them and trust that they can also read while they knock off the dust.
All you have to do
is rank this list of items from healthiest to least healthy.
Well, that's certainly
of
easy.
Of course, we all know what should go at the top, right? Of course, the juice from the Jamba store.
Oh, no, wait.
Jamba juice, wheatgrass shot, iceberg lettuce, bag of rocks. The items are Jamba juice,
wheatgrass shot, iceberg lettuce, and a bag of rocks.
Well, I'm a local businessman, and I think the answer is clear. The Jamba juice should be at the top, with iceberg lettuce near. And then under that is the bag of rocks, which have sodium to boot. And then least is the wheatgrass shot, which doesn't taste so cute. I don't seem to have any wishes in me. I guess that wasn't the correct answer. Oh, well, I'll just go back to my company.
Okay, wait,
hold on. It's my turn to try.
No, you're right. I'm at the back of this very long line.
At the back of the line.
Young lady.
So yeah. Sorry.
Is it my turn next?
Yes, it's your turn. Then it's my turn.
It goes bag of rocks. Rocks are good for the teeth. And then wheatgrass shot should be directly beneath. And then Jamba juice. And then iceberg lettuce. Is this it? I don't feel any wishes. Oh, well.
Well, clearly the iceberg lettuce should be on top. And then I think next is the bag of rocks. And then next I'm going to write in internet privacy. Because clearly that should be number 3. Wait, I don't feel any wishes either. Oh well, back to my business.
You added an item that wasn't on the board.
All right, it's my turn. Tommy McClanahan here, local bully. It goes bag of rocks. Tommy rules, bag of rocks, everyone else drools. Oh man, I can't believe I had such certainty. But I also don't feel any wishes in me.
And it's me, Kale, just off from my shift. I don't understand why people keep adding other things to this list. Oh, hey, I recognize it's Clint near the front. And I know they can do this. They can take the whole bunch.
Why, it's my turn next.
Oh, sorry.
Number 1 is bag of rocks.
Everyone, what is with bag of rocks?
Because I am also a bag of rocks. Number 2, I don't want to be a fool, but I think number 2 is that Tommy rules.
Yeah! Tommy rules.
Bag of rocks. This town is dumb. I'm not in shock.
Bag of rocks. I can't believe I have to just like stand back here and watch this whole thing. Oh my gosh. And everything is so weird about this day.
They walked away. No one could order them in the proper way. And the mayor was about to leave.
I'm about to leave.
With the sandwich board.
Oh,
until someone else came toward.
Wait, someone else is coming toward.
Hi. It's me, Krint. I feel like... at first I was mad I wasn't at the front of the line because I definitely want these wishes. But then I was happy I was at the back of the line to learn from so many mistakes that people in this town made.
Well, you're definitely not going to get it. Something's wrong with this list. If you want, do you want my hint?
Sure, what's your hint?
It's definitely bag of rocks at the top.
I don't think so, Mr. Mayor.
Okay, it's your funeral.
Oh, man. So much pressure. Okay. I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go with it. Let's go.
Pop off, King. Let's go.
Bandana.
No cap.
Okay, you got this, Krint. Okay, deep breath in, breath out. Number one is wheatgrass shot, that I have no doubt.
She starts to glow.
And then, can I do this? I haven't seen this before. Let's go ahead and lock in bag of rocks at number four.
Okay, was a little nervous, but I think that she's right.
But what do I do? What goes at three and two?
I guess
I don't know how to place that jumba juice.
Can I help you?
Kale?
It sort of depends on which
exactly,
item
man.
From the jumba juice.
That's why I'm so stuck. If
sure.
It was a certain one,
sure.
It would be clear and I'd have luck.
Well, here's the thing. Iceberg lettuce has no nutrition at all. So even though jumba juice has sugar, I think it might be an easy call.
Oh, thank you, Kale. I didn't know that one.
Yeah, it's like,
thank you, Kale.
You're welcome. Let's go.
Let's go. Pop off, King.
No cap.
Okay. Wheatgrass shot and four is bag of rocks. Number three is iceberg lettuce. And let us hold our breaths as I say. Number two is a jumba juice smoothie.
And the clock struck midnight. And the calls were gone. As the town welcomed Toyota-thon, and the Rubens opened on their challah bread, and the genie appears, and this is what she said.
Well, obviously, my first wish is to save Plim's Plum Factory Orchard, because I like that it's both an orchard and a factory and the best place to have plums.
Whoa, look at all these customers at my plum orchard.
I'm so happy for him.
Wait, Kale?
Yeah?
I don't really know what to do with two other freaking wishes.
I mean, I have one.
Oh, really?
But it's up to you if you want to use it.
Well, pop off, King. Bet.
Let's go. If I were gonna use all my knowledge, I might disband the Electoral College. Or at least have more states agree to give their votes to whoever wins the popular vote for the health of democracy.
Great. Oh, but what am I gonna do with the third one?
Hold on, there's a whale there.
Oh.
Did I mention there's a whale over there?
I'll be laying on the street, sad and dead.
Oh my gosh.
Pretty soon,
maybe
that's what I said.
Wish the whale back into the ocean.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that seems pretty obvious.
If that's what
I think
wants.
I would go back, but I don't know how. I'm so far away now from the water. I guess I'll just lay on the street and die. I'll be the deadest whale in your life.
Deadass whale.
But listen, you must do one of two things. One, sail the whale or everything. And if you can make this whale wet and not the same, then we won't begin to wonder why wishes came. And you'll know how to save a whale's life.
Save a whale's life.
You'll know how to save a whale's life. Wish I would step back from this hydrant, my friend. I would cut ties with all the lies.
Yeah, I think it's pretty obvious, and everyone can see that I'll choose save the whale as my wish number three.
Not so everything will be alright.
Everyone, help me move.
Everyone, help the whale.
I'm in the water, splash.
And the Electoral College is gone.
Yeah.
We're all gonna need to take a more active vote in our democracy now.
Chill, man. Oh, I can't believe. Oh, look! It's the first sauerkraut of Toyotathon.
You like that, folks? I'm here to celebrate the opening of Toyotathon. It's me, Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks!
And Toyotathon this year will be going all the way right through Tom Hanksgiving.
Yes! Hey, listen, town. It's me, your hydrant genie. And, you know, it's so crazy because it's like, I know you think a lot about what you'd wish for, but I want you to know that, like, I also think about how granting those wishes is going to feel, and there's no way I could have imagined this, and that's, like, seriously so cool.
Wow, in 2,000 years, you never thought of something like this?
You know what? I didn't. I guess I didn't think that, like, I would save a plum orchard, get rid of the Electoral College, and save a whale. Like, it's usually just, I think about, like, riches or, like, making someone look like a prince with a big parade.
It's amazing. Even when there's, like, limited, finite options of things to wish for, there's so many options, right? Mm-hmm. It's like, how do you order four things? There's so many. There's thousands of ways to do it.
I mean, it's really crazy. So I know that, like, now I'm probably going to go back for another 2,000 years, even though you guys now know the hydrant that I live in, and I guess, like, you could probably just...
What if you didn't, though?
What? What are you saying, Kale?
I'm saying...
No, seriously, what are you saying?
I'm saying...
No, but, like, what are you saying?
What if you stay?
What?
Don't go back into the hydrant today.
Wait, are you saying that instead we could have a cool hang?
Just have a cool hang. I have learned that even though the world has lies, you can rise above them and find your own truth if you really try. And even though some people are dumb and will always do dumb things, that's not a reason to give up on what tomorrow brings. I'm gonna quit my job at the Jamba Juice and maybe spend my days hanging out with you.
Your job at the Jamba Juice. Oh my gosh, I'm gonna hang out with you. It's like someone just granted my Toyotathon wish. I can't believe I'm gonna get to hang out with this dish. And if oh, I know my heart is beating fast and it needs some soothing. I can't believe I'm gonna break some hull and share a Reuben.
Let's go!
Let's
bring it on!
Let's go!
Yeah. Man, Toyotathon is cracked.
Toyotathon is cracked.
Go off, Toyotathon. Oh my gosh, incredible.
We all learned so much today.
We all learned where a bag of rocks should be placed. We all learned that sandwich boards are still a really effective way to spread the word.
We all learned that you gotta look at things to knock the dust off of them.
Yeah, eyeballs are what remove dust.
Thank you so much to the incredible Chris Grace.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Of course, my gosh.
Full pleasure. Where can the people find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Chris Grace or on Instagram at Chris Grace Comedy or on TikTok.
TikTok.
Whoa, I think that's TikTok, Chris Grace Comedy.
I have no shame. I'm on TikTok. Chris Grace Comedy.
We love TikTok on this podcast. We love TikTok.
Right here.
That's where I learn all my slang.
Yeah, and cool dances and fun facts that you can pop up to and point to. Give it up for Scott Passarella, King of Pianists, Pianist of Kings.
Give it up for Brett Morris, That Feeling When the Chord Hits, Take It to the Chorus. Give it up for yourselves, for hanging in there, guys.
Hey, we love you so much.
Love you so much.
This episode, once again, was brought to you by Woodbert the Wooden Frog.
I'm sorry. We will try to figure it out at some point. But thank you for bearing with us while we continually forget.
We'll find out what he says and what he sounds like. It's just unfortunately not today. But as we say at the end of every episode of Off Book, if you want a healthy bag of rocks...
You better learn the newest slang on TikToks.
Bye!